Hello.
Why did it sound like you were answering a phone?
I know. Hello.
That's how she answers the phone.
I hello. Do. Hello. Yep. Like I'm worried.
How do I answer?
Bueno. That's you.
Hi guys. Welcome back to Undergals.
Did y'all miss me, guys?
Cricket. Yes, Leslie, we missed you greatly. Welcome back.
Thank you. I've been having that song in my mind. Guess who's back? Back again. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Who's going
to hit I was beatboxing though.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Did it sound like it?
No, I did. It was perfect. It almost sounded like we were in there, like with Eminem himself.
I know.
Yeah.
I should rap battle, right?
You should rap battle him. 8 Mile point two.
Okay.
8 Mile point
two. Oh, see.
Part 2, sorry, not point two.
Yeah. Did you miss talking to us?
I did. I was like
whatever, you didn't think
daydreaming.
Yeah, probably all week you were like, I can't wait for this weekend.
Yeah, I was so looking forward. I was like, yay, I'm gonna talk to Nancy, I'm gonna let all my feelings out. No, but I definitely did miss it.
What do you want to talk about today?
Ooh, we have an interesting topic today, but I wanted to start with a question because I learned something new this weekend. Well, maybe it's not super new, but it's like slang. I wanted to ask if you knew what it meant. Have you heard the term pick me girl?
I think so.
Yeah, what does it mean?
Well, I've seen it in TikTok.
You see, I had never heard
about
it.
So I used context clues.
A bit, tell me.
So it's like a very like loud person, like wants attention.
Yeah.
Is there more to it?
Well, this is what I like. They told me because somebody said it, and I was like, wait, what is that? And it's like a girl that usually is like, oh, I don't even try that hard. Like, I don't wear makeup. I love spending time with the boys. I love having guy friends. And, yeah, I love, like, football. Like, trying to, like, be one of the boys. Mm. But it's just, like, it's the whole, like, have you watched Grey's Anatomy?
Mm-hmm.
The whole love me, pick me, choose me. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm that. No, just kidding. I'm kidding. And it's kind of more negative than positive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. Do you know any pick me girls?
I don't think so.
No.
We're all more like of Christina Yang.
What is that? Oh! I was like, wait, what is that?
Christina Yang. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, she's very like,
Never mind. She's like a know-it-all kind of thing, right? I don't like Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Unpopular opinion? I feel like they extended it too much, and I'm like...
Well, that is true. They made it too long.
Yeah, I was like, come it's on, still guys. Well, he came back to life?
I still like it.
What?
He came back to
Didn't life? People come back to life? Like, they're dead, and they come back to life, and I was like, no. What the heck?
Oh, I haven't watched the recent ones.
And I'm like,
but
what?
Supposedly, like, she has a dream, and, like, she sees him.
And I'm just like...
He is so dreamy, though.
I don't think he is.
Oh, my... I was, like... obsessed with him.
Really? Super. I feel like I tried to get obsessed with him because everybody was, but I couldn't. I was like,
he's not so my type. Handsome. Oh my goodness.
I think he's like a he no.
What about McSteamy?
McSteamy. Wait, which one was that one?
That was the best friend.
I don't remember him, to be honest.
Plastic surgeon. Who's your favorite character?
Digo que ni siquiera. Maybe Wong.
Christina Yang. Doctor Strange, right? That's his name?
Oh, is it?
I think it's Wong.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, Christina. Christina.
I don't know why. Why is that so funny? Why are you laughing?
Yeah, Christina. mean, I like her more. Yeah. Oh gosh, I'm sweating already.
These subacos are starting to itch.
Oh gosh.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But yeah. Okay,
why do you like her?
Just because she's a more like down to earth kind of person, you know?
She's like, oh, don't talk to me about feelings.
Yeah. And then the other one, the main one, ¿cómo se llama?
Meredith.
I feel like she was too much for me. A little bit too much for me. I liked her sometimes, and sometimes like, girl.
I didn't like her a lot because she would push McDreamy away.
Yeah.
She was so cold.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, just love him.
Yes, exactly.
He loves you.
Yeah. That's why me cayó mal, pero... Uh-huh. I like Christina. She was so sarcastic.
Yeah, I love sarcasm.
Me too.
I love sarcasm.
Seria.
But yeah, so kind of going into what we're gonna talk about today. So question for our listeners, right? Do you ignore the signs whenever somebody is obviously not into you?
I'm not a listener. Why are you looking at me?
It sounds like those commercials of like when they're trying to sell you some medication. Are you ignoring the signs that you?
I know what you're saying. I think most girls want it so bad.
Yeah.
That it's like, oh my god, todo lo ponen en su favor.
Yes. Yeah. Like it's like, oh my gosh, he looked this way. He likes me.
That sounds like you.
Okay. That's been me though.
Did he just walk by us?
Dude, yeah. I'm like, in college, I used to have a huge crush on this guy. He's my friend now, but he would literally go to our meetings. And I was like, oh my gosh, does he like me? Because he came. And it's like, girl, he came to the meeting because he's into the meeting. Like, little things that it was like. And I had my friends. And of course, they wanted to put me up. Oh my gosh, he likes you. Oh my gosh, he looked your way. He was just looking at the food that we had. And it's like, why? You know, like, little things like that. It's like, he clearly didn't like me. He would have asked for my number if he did, you know?
That is true. Yes.
And I was always like, oh, but he's shy. He doesn't like, you know, going up to girls like that. And it's like, girl, if he liked you.
He would.
He would try.
Try.
As much as you're trying, you know?
Yes, I agree. And I think most of us just like... He definitely thinks I'm the one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, take it, like, way over.
I was listening to this stand-up comedian, and she was like, oh, whenever people get married, I'm that person that's, like, you go and ask them, like, so how did it happen? Because it's, like, tell me the secret. I want to know how it happened so I can go and put myself in that situation. And it's, like, and then you get so different scenarios from girls and guys. And guys sometimes, like, put it in this whole other story of like, oh yeah, I was at the club, whatever. And then I looked and I knew it was her. And it's like, she didn't even notice me, but I knew it was her. And you say that girl, you say, come on, that's some straight up lies. Because a girl, when she walks into the room, she's single, she's going to take a look at everyone around her.
Scan around the room.
Yeah, it's like, she's noticed you way before you even noticed her. And I'm like, that's so true. Because sometimes people are like, it's because you need to stop looking. I'm like, how? I can't. Everywhere that I go, I'm like, wait, are estos owls? Like, looking all the, like, wait. My parameter? He has a ring? Okay, never mind. But it's like, come on. But yeah, sorry, I digress. But yeah.
Okay, so we're going to talk about some signs that we think that
he does.
Sometimes a guy's just not into you.
Yeah. That he will do that if he's not into you. And maybe some signs that he would be into you, kind of, though, you know?
And this is just our opinion.
Yeah. Take it or leave it. You know, we have so much experience. That's what I'm saying. Dude, I've been single for...
I know, it's like...
Are you married?
Do we, though?
You can take it or leave it, guys.
Okay, have you ever been asked, like, oh, that person's trying to buy you a drink?
No, because I never go out to the club.
I did.
Oh, my gosh, I was with you. Are you here?
I was going to tell you. I was like, I did. But by a girl.
It says we give up that vibe, dude.
I was like, No, I don't want one. But who?
I know. She was like, from who? Instead of saying, like, right away, no. She's like, from who? And she turned. She's like, oh, no.
Oh, I'm leaving.
We left after that, guys. Maybe you give off that vibe, you know?
What? That I want someone?
No, that we're lesbians.
It was three of us.
True. Maybe, like, we didn't have four? A guy. Maybe she's like, they need another. Oh, my God. But yeah, I've never had that experience.
Of, me like, either, other than that. Hey, I feel special.
Yeah, I feel like, so I think I could kind of relate it to when somebody is into you, like they try out of their way mm-hmm. of like even seeing you or spending time yes, with you or calling I you. Agree. Right? Like it's they like, will call you no matter
plan
what.
Plan
like,
something.
Yeah, and it's like when a guy doesn't like you, it's clear because he's not texting you back. Mm-hmm. He's not calling you. Yes. He's not trying that extra mile of like, oh, I want to see
but
you
But what
tonight.
If he's busy working?
He has to make
okay,
time
I
you.
Think you should like give yourself like a time frame. Like, what are you laughing?
Because you said you should give yourself a time frame.
Because, I mean, there are some people that work.
I know, but he will make time for you.
Right? Whenever he goes to the restroom, sneak in a sneak
yeah,
in a text.
Like, it's like... What, like those memes when it's like...
Okay, I'm convinced. Yes, you're right.
Have you watched Stranger Things?
Yeah.
When it's like, this lady, her mom, his mom, like figured out how to communicate with her son in the whole upside down. And you're making excuses for a guy that can't text you back? Like, come on. You know? And it's true. It's like, that man is like you. He's like, this dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think we make so many excuses for ourselves. Like, oh, he's at work.
And like me.
He's at work. He's busy. He probably can't text back. Or, yeah, oh, he's with his guy friends. He's having fun. Like, heck no. Uh-huh. You can't at least be like, I miss you.
Yeah.
Is that us being toxic or is this being true?
I think we are asking for too much. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I think, you know.
No, I agree.
Especially if we're it's not like toxic. In the honeymoon stage.
That's what a toxic person would say.
We're not toxic. No, we're not.
Reassuring myself.
No, we're not. I just feel like it's like, especially in the honeymoon stage, you know, when you barely met somebody.
Oh, yes.
I hate whenever, because I've experienced that whenever it's like, oh, he didn't text me back. Does he like me? Does he like me? Yeah, and it's like, if he likes you, he's not going to make you question, right? Like, yeah. Does he like
so you? Whenever you started talking to someone.
Unless you're dating a boy. You need a man. Girls, you need a man in your life. Because boys are the ones that play around, you know, like, 3 days, I'm going to text you back.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'll tell you, like, Barney has this one rule that he can't text or call. Barney from How I Met Your Mother? If you don't know what
Barney,
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He has this rule of, like, you can't text or call. In 3 days. So if he texts you before that means he's really into you.
Yeah.
You know who did that to me though?
Caesar?
Yeah, he did that to me.
He didn't text you?
He didn't text me.
He was following his Barney's rule.
He lives for her.
But then again, Caesar was a player, so maybe he wasn't that into you.
I'm the person that plays hard to get.
Oh yeah?
So I think he was trying to
So then you waited 2-3 days?
He's like, but were you thinking about me? I was like, no.
Were you?
I was. No, it made me mad. And it made me want to talk to someone else. Because it was like...
Did he make you wait?
Bro, like, you text
Why?
Me.
Why?
You text me good morning. I say good morning back. And
you
don't
text
me
back. Oh, I hate that.
And it's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm like, bro, have you ever, like, double text somebody?
I think so. Yeah. Maybe, like, within an hour. He doesn't...
Maybe within an hour and 30 minutes, I will text him again.
He didn't text back, like, just in case you didn't have a message. Good morning.
Isn't it crazy how I remember I used to like this guy in high school, and we would text, and sometimes he wouldn't text back. I would make this whole case scenarios in my head, like, maybe my message didn't send.
Let me
text my mom and make sure that
they
are sending.
Oh, yes.
Like, why do we do that? Why do we, like,
because we really, really want it to happen.
Yeah, and it's like, no, there's no other reason. Like, he doesn't like you. No, he has to like me. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Girl.
No, you need to open your eyes
and
look at the signs.
Yeah, because there's definitely, I think it's clear whenever somebody.
Yeah. So if he doesn't go out of his way to try
one,
and
one, he doesn't go out of his way.
See you.
Two.
He doesn't plan anything.
He doesn't plan anything, yeah. Three. He's it depends. Because some people are actually, like, just not good at texting. But I don't know. Is that just an excuse?
No, but you're in the talking stage.
You're right. You're going to try.
Yeah. If you don't like texting, call me.
True. You know what? You're right. Yeah. So if he's not like...
Send a smoke message.
If he's not texting you, then that's a sign too. You know, like...
Yeah.
Come on. I think...
Yeah, I think we need to stop putting excuses.
Yeah, because we do that a lot. Is
like makeup. Oh my God, maybe something horrible happened. It's like, girl, no, he's not that into you.
Yeah, it's like, oh my gosh, what if like... Or I saw this thing where it's like, I told him to text me when he got home. He's like, he hasn't gotten home yet. It's been 5 months. It's like, girl.
Where the hell he lives at?
It's like little signs like that that we like do. If you're, I think, if you're like double texting him...
We're trying too hard?
I think so. Because it's like...
Yeah.
Why are you... But then again, are those just my, like... Because it's... You know how now...
No. See? Ya vas a comenzar.
You're right. No, yeah. It's like, why are you making it so hard, you know? If he likes you... Okay, but you see the other side of it. It's because... I do agree that girls are complicated. I agree too. Complicating myself. Because then sometimes, I know, and I don't like... agreeing to it, but I know that sometimes it's unattractive when a guy comes on too hard.
I knew you were going there, because I was like, okay, I know we're complicated and we ask for too much and we're so specific. We're like, okay, text me, but don't text me too much.
Right? It's like, oh my gosh, he called me? Why is he calling? You know, but it's like,
that is true.
So I understand. We're complicated for sure. So it's like, what's the right amount?
Just moderate. Like, don't be
too much. What's moderate though? Because
have a good conversation. What are you doing today? And it's like, okay, I'm gonna do this. Not like every okay, I came to the store.
Yeah.
In the dating stage, because we're once we're married, where you at?
okay. Yeah, I agree though. I agree. Like, I don't need to. Like, even if you're double texting me, I'm like, bro, if I didn't text you back,
exactly. Yeah.
Like, wait.
Dang.
But then it's like,
that was me, bro. But Caesar, because he was playing so hard to get, and I was like, no, that's my job. No,
was
that's
he
me.
Playing hard to get, or did Caesar? He was not into you?
We have two kids. Is he not into me? Tell me right now. What do you think?
No, but yeah, I think there is a moderate level, because if you're coming on too hard, then there's the other side of it. She's not that into you if you're like,
or I see same like once the conversation kind of like dies.
Yeah,
like. Take some time, maybe like at nighttime again.
Like, hey.
Say like, so after all, how was your day? Yeah. Or after all, what'd you end up doing?
Yeah.
Not.
That's true.
Like nighttime, maybe like day and night.
Yeah.
Throughout the day, sometimes you're busy.
And you can't text back.
Yeah.
Also, I think it also just depends a lot if you're actually going back to into him. Because I feel like if I'm really into this guy, even if he's coming on too hard, I'm like, I want you. You don't think so?
Even if he's coming on too hard?
Not like super hard.
I mean,
like,
that shows que es como pegostoso. Like,
that's true.
Pegostoso. Dang, is that the word?
Like, como clingy.
Yeah.
Well, it depends. Not too hard, but like, is if this? he's like,
hey, good morning. Too much.
Like, okay, hey, good morning. I hope you have a great day. Mm-hmm. And then throughout the day, maybe like, hey, how's your day going? Okay.
I think the conversation flows. You know?
That's true. Yeah.
So I think just by you looking at how you're talking,
you can like, tell from
there. Yeah, reply back all day if you want.
Yeah.
If y'all have a really good conversation, but just don't make it like necessary. Like, you want to be in the loop.
Yeah, that every single second. Yeah. Also, if he's just calling you for booty calls, like, girl.
He's just going to hit it and quit it.
That's super obvious. Like, he's not.
Yeah, if it's just for that. For sure. And if he doesn't see, like, take you out on dinner or dates.
Or even if he's like, let's say, for example, you're with your friends and how is he introducing you? You know, like if he's introducing you as like a friend, like,
wait, how would you want to be introduced if you're not like girlfriend?
Oh, we're in the talking stage.
Yeah,
that is true. I think I would be like, hey, like, this is, oh, I don't know, that's a good question. Maybe like, this is Leslie. This is the love of my life.
I mean, he could be thinking it. Look at his eyes whenever he introduces you.
Maybe just like, I don't know, actually, because in the talking stage.
This is the girl that I'm going to have my babies with.
I'm
just kidding.
Maybe in the talking stage, it'll be fine. Just, like, introduce me as,
what, like, do you like, oh, this is my friend, or this is Leslie?
maybe this is Leslie. We're talking. No?
No.
Okay, but if you're dating...
I kind of don't like that.
Nah, yeah, it sounds too like...
We're talking. Nobody look at her.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds like that.
That sounds a little possessive. Maybe just like,
hey, like... this is Leslie. Just like that, maybe.
Hey, if he introduces you to his friends...
That's a good sign. Yeah. That's a good sign, true.
Yeah.
If he, like, continuously avoids introducing you to his friends, that's not a good sign. Mm-hmm. Because there must be something that the guys know... Or, like, there might be other girls that, you know, that it's going to be, like, Also, I saw the comedian, so he's, like, she's, like, I jump into conclusions so much. When he calls me babe, I'm, like, is he calling me babe because he doesn't remember my name?
The overthinking side of us.
I'm, like, oh. No, but I think, yeah, if he's not introducing you to your friends.
Yeah.
To his friends, sorry. Because vice versa, it's like, if I personally don't introduce them to my friends, it's because maybe I don't see it going somewhere serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What about family? How long would you take to introduce to the family?
How long would you wait?
Probably like a good 2 months.
Yeah, I was going to say like 2 to 3 months.
Yeah.
Because I want to make sure that it's like not just a sneaky link. I'm just kidding. Okay. I love using that word. It sounds so funny to me. Yeah, I would say 2 to 3 months. Yeah. I want to know for sure that it's serious.
Mm-hmm. You know? I get you. And I think that's a good amount of time.
Right? I want to know that. How long would it's like enough for it to be like make it official? Some people wait a long time. I know that I talk to guys for like a year. I've talked in the past. Right now, my eggs are like... in the prime stage where, like, I need to start having kids, so I wouldn't wait a year. Yeah. So.
I think I would do it right away. Right away. Not, like, weeks. Maybe.
Like, date him right away? Like, be boyfriend?
Oh!
What are you talking about?
Like, put him, introduce him.
Oh. To your friends? Or to everybody?
To everybody.
I would wait.
I would probably say like 3 months.
To date?
To introduce them to like friends. Not like family.
Like friends.
Wait, it's the same thing. Wait. Yeah. No. Hold on.
I mean, like, how long would you have to be in the talking stage, do you think? It's a good amount to date.
Talking stage, I would say maybe 3 months too.
Yeah, I agree. Because you need to really get to know this person, no?
Yeah.
Also, question. I've seen this too. And I'm like, I don't know. When you're dating... does that mean you can still date other people?
When you're dating, no.
Because so now, apparently, dating is a whole other thing. Like, dating is when you're, like, going on dates.
Dates. Oh.
And then you're not official yet.
Okay, so I guess they have to go by, are you my girlfriend?
Yeah.
So dating is... okay, what slang are you guys
using? I don't know, because I'm like, wait a minute. Before, when it's like, we're dating, it's like, we're dating. We're official. We're like, you're not dating other people.
Yeah, no.
And now it's like we're dating. No, we're going on dates. But I'm also going on dates with other people to see. And I'm like, if a guy told me that, I'd be like, excuse me?
Oh, no. That's a red flag bite.
Yeah. It's like, no.
As much as I like you, that's a good
bite. It's hard, though, when you like somebody. It's like, but can he change for me?
I'm going to make him change
for me. Yeah. Oh, girls, if you started thinking that... yeah. That's not happening.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
No.
No. He's going to go back to his habits.
For sure. What else? What other signs are like he's not...
I think when he doesn't know much about you.
True.
Like let's say you go on a date and it's like about him. He doesn't question you. Like,
true.
How are you feeling? Or what do you do? Or what do you know? What just do you like?
This
like?
Is how my day went. Yeah.
He's not taking interest in you.
Yep. That's true. I like that one. You. Yeah.
Right?
That is true. I like that one. Because it is true. If he's not putting that much time and effort to know you, mm-hmm. it's like, that's kind of fishy.
Yes.
You know?
It's like, you just want booty.
Who do you think has to pay? In a first date.
Oh, I think we answered that.
Oh, yeah? I was watching this video again. And
I think him.
Yeah? And they were saying how it depends who asked you on the date. Who asked the date.
Oh.
Like, if the girl... oh. And I think I agree with that. If I were to ask a boy, like, hey, let's go on a date, then I would pay... for, you know what I do? I do like this thing where I check my purse and I'm like, let me see if he's gonna say, hey, okay.
You took him a long time there. What are you doing? You're gonna pay or not?
He's waiting for me. Yeah, she's gonna pay.
Yeah, just give her a second.
No, but I agree. I think if it's, you know, if I asked him, then yeah. If
that is me, true. Mm-hmm.
And then when we're dating more, then I think we did talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm more traditional. I'm like,
I'm too. I think,
but I think every once in a while, it's like we can pay.
Yeah, I think once we're dating, but I think the first date, if you pay for it, I'm like, ooh, mm-hmm. He boozy, you know?
Mm, he got money.
But if he doesn't, I'm like, you know?
Yeah,
I probably wouldn't go out with him again because it's like, yeah, I just feel like gentleman wise. Mm-hmm. My friend texted me with the podcast, the episode with Nayeli, the guest speaker. Mm-hmm. My friend was like, how come a guy can't ask a girl to be his Valentine? Wait, a girl ask a guy to be his Valentine? I was thinking about that when I heard the episode. I think it's okay, though. I think a girl can ask a guy. It just depends on you. You know, like, if you feel comfortable.
I mean, I guess there's some shy guys. But it's because... Exactly. I feel the guys need to have the balls to ask someone out.
But what if it's like...
It shows man, like, that you're manly. I don't know.
Would you be... Well, I guess... I don't know. Would I find it less attractive? I don't know.
I'm trying to think about it.
I think if you want to ask a guy, go for it. It's not like, oh my gosh, you shouldn't. I think it just depends on you, what you like and what you feel.
Yeah, that's true.
I again with this videos, but I saw this video too of like the whole strongly disagree, and it was this guy's, and it was asking them like, do you feel you find it attractive when a girl makes a first move? And it was 50-50. Like, some guys were like, agree, like, uh-huh, it's attractive, and the other guys were like, disagree. And the disagree guys were like, I just think, he's like, this is just my personal thing. He's like, I like having to chase a girl. I like having like, hey, like, I like you. I'm going to go for it. It's like when a girl does it, it's not unattractive, but it's almost like, I don't know, like, it's like, you know, you came on to me. Mm-hmm. And it's just, and I get it, that too. I feel like the person that I am, I would question my relationship a lot of like, would he have even talked to me if I wouldn't have done the first move? Mm-hmm. I don't know how I started talking about this, but...
Yeah. No, I like that, though. What, you know, like, that's how I see it. The man, it's like, well, you asked me.
Yeah.
And I do think some guys find it unattractive. Like I said, I think we're all different.
Yeah.
And it's like, whatever you're up to.
Yeah. Whatever you like. You do it. You go, girl. Or boy. Or whoever.
Different people have different opinions. We're all...
Yeah.
Different, but personally, me, I'm traditional.
Same, I am too. I would definitely. I mean, sometimes I go for it, but
I want them to work for me.
Yeah, yeah. Same. I'm like, I like the chase. I like being like, ooh, you know,
he likes me. Like, oh my gosh, he did this for
me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is Valentine's around the corner. If he's like not,
if he doesn't get,
if he's playing games, because a lot of guys play games and girls.
Oh yeah.
Of like the whole like, I'm gonna wait, or whatever. It's like, bro.
Sorry, I just cried. You were thinking about it.
Yeah,
I was
imagining happening. Like, no. A lot of guys are prideful too.
You know? No, I think definitely Valentine's Day for a lot of relationships that are undefined.
If he's not asking you.
Or just doing something for you that day, I feel it's like, okay, it'll either break you or
especially if make he's like, I'm just gonna go out with the guys. Ooh. I would be mad. If we're just like in the talking stage and he would say, oh my gosh, I would be mad. I would be like,
I would block him from everywhere.
I would be like, really? Okay. But I wouldn't say anything. I would just be like, oh, that's cool.
No, if you're going out with the guys,
instead of,
I'm not texting you back. I'm not like, if you want to, you can come look for me.
Yeah,
that and is true. Work for me. Would because you messed forgive up. Him?
Yeah,
forgive him. Maybe not. I'm very prideful.
I think. I know. I would be mad.
No, that shows a lot.
It shows that one, you're not a priority. Mm-hmm. Two, he doesn't care enough. I guess that means priority. His friends are more important, and that means priority again. No, like, it's just like, no. Uh-huh. You prefer them. I mean...
And what are you going to do with the guys? Where are you going, yeah, first of all?
Exactly.
Well, are you going to go see other girls?
Yeah.
Am I toxic? I'm getting heated.
Yeah, I think... yeah.
Hey, I was talking about toxic, about how we're easily labeled, you know, like, any little thing. Am I toxic? Am I toxic?
Yeah. We are, though.
And that's me.
But yeah, I think also if he's checking out other girls... Okay, how do you feel about him liking other girls' Instagrams? Pictures, if they're like in bikinis.
Oh,
yeah. But you're just in the talking stage.
Bikinis,
like all their booty outs.
No,
you'd be mad.
Yeah, I'd be mad.
What if they're famous people? Because I'm
jealous. If they're famous, I don't mind.
Yeah, me either. Because it's like no chance.
But it has to be like a certain amount of followers. What? Like, let's say IG model. If she has like, if she has
like
3K, million. Like 3K is like, she's regular like us.
Oh, dang. I thought she ain't regular like us. I have like 100.
No, but she's a little more okay. Could see her at a store, you know? Mm. Like Kim Kardashian, yeah, es otra cosa.
Yeah.
Like Kim Kardashian.
I would be bothered with anybody.
Even if it's Kim Kardashian? Kim Kardashian?
I just, I think it would be like, why are you liking it? If I don't look like that. Why are you liking theirs? Like, is there something you're trying to tell me? Toxic? No, I'm not toxic.
This slug.
It's just like, it's like me, if I'm going and looking at, like, shirtless guys, and like, ooh, he's famous, I'll never get him.
Well,
be like it.
I think it's normal to...
If it's, like, a normal picture, like...
I mean, come on, guys with abs.
I'm not looking at them, though. I'm like, if it's like Sebastian Yatra and like I see Jip, I'll like it. But
exactly.
But not
that's like
him,
Kim Kardashian.
Not like him, like just like
you like it, right? You liked it.
But yeah, I guess, I don't know. It depends. I guess, yeah, famous people, I don't care. You're right, you're right. But if it's somebody that's like
normal.
It has
to be like a different level. Yeah,
if she's not verified, I'm like, why are you liking her?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if she's liking other girls' pictures, how about your friends?
No, you can't. Especially if it's like a selfie or like a cute,
yeah,
pose. No,
I know, me either. Because again, I go back to the video. I've been watching the video. It's like they were asking that too. Like, would you get? And they're like all friends. They're all girlfriends, and they're like, oh, like if you like her picture in a bikini, I wouldn't care. But I was like, I would care. I would be like, why are you liking her picture? Mm-hmm. Especially because
she's
my
almost
friend.
Naked.
Yeah, and it's like we're friends. We see them together, like.
Like,
I
feel like you're going to be imagining her in a bikini whenever we
see
them.
It would bother me. I mean, if it's just like a regular, like, here's, I'm with my friend, I don't care. Like,
yes, that's okay.
Like, specifically bikini, just like, I don't know. I feel like that's a toxic thing.
Well, okay, so Instagram just has a heart. Facebook has a like and a heart. So you either like it or love it.
We get so technical. Wait a minute.
Because I know that with like some good friends, it's like, oh, let me like it, you know, to support.
Yeah, I think.
And Instagram is just like. So it's like, are you actually liking it?
That's a, I don't know.
Or are
Facebook,
you loving
so
it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, I got too deep into that.
Yeah,
but.
It's like, if he posts his actual comment, like, ooh, you look cute.
Oh, no.
I know, me too. Like, you went out of your way to put a message?
What about if a guy, like, if you're hanging out and he never posts you on social media?
Ooh, that's a good, like, I
but
would
you're just
be,
talking.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Hmm.
Because you are just talking. I think maybe just in his story sometimes.
Yeah, okay.
That would be
that's
good.
What I was going to say.
Like a post?
Like, on a random day, like, you know, kind of like your hand a little bit. Like, communicate feminine that you're with a girl.
Yeah, I would say
and
story.
Then slowly go up.
Yeah. But, like, a post. Because I know that if we're just in, me, personally, if I'm just in a talking stage with a guy, I wouldn't post him.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we're dating.
But you
want
them to post you.
Like, on a story. Like, okay. Just like his hand, I would.
Right? Like his hand. I'm with a man.
Yeah. So when y'all see that, guys. But I think I wouldn't post him unless I know that, like, okay, we're dating now.
Mm.
And we've been dating for 3 months.
Not like the first 3 dates.
No. But I think it's if he doesn't post you when you're dating.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, why are you posting?
Why are you hiding me?
Yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. Dang.
And then you're liking other girls' pictures and you're, and you're commenting, and you never comment on mine.
Yeah. Just kidding. I would be upset about that for sure.
Yeah.
Dang.
There's so many reading that, like, sometimes guys are like hot and cold. It's like, okay, you're sending me mixed signals.
Uh-huh.
Like, sometimes you're all like, let's go on a date, let's take you out to dinner, and maybe not too lovey-dovey, but you seem interested, yeah. And sometimes you just kind of, like, ghost me for a few days.
I think that's, he doesn't like you.
Right, okay, yeah. I know, but I just feel like sometimes it's like, oh, well, he was probably busy.
Yeah.
Oh, he probably had a tough week at work. And it's like, no, girl. He's just using you for his ego. Yeah. He probably just needs you.
Oh, and guys do that. I've had a lot of friends that told me kind of like, oh, but he hasn't talked to me, but now he's talking to me. And it's like, I think guys have this thing that, I think once they know that you're going to be there, like, no matter what, they love playing games of, like, keeping you in the loop, you know? Because I know I had a friend that it was like, oh, like, you know, he doesn't talk to me, but then he comes back and he's, like, lovey-dovey. Mm. And I just think that in that point, it's like, he's just trying to, like, I have you here. You're safe, yes, kind of thing for me. Mm-hmm. You know? I think that's definitely...
Whenever they feel lonely.
Yeah. And it's so easy to fall into that because you're like, oh, but he does like me because he's back now. But it's like, girl, if he doesn't text you for like 3 days, goes like MIA, and comes back, what was he doing those 3 days? Yeah. You know?
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah.
Because I had this friend that was like, oh, he hasn't texted me all day, but I know he had a hard day at work yesterday, and I was like, girl, that's making excuses. Red flag.
Yeah,
like, if he really wanted to talk to you, he would wake up from his sleep at least in seconds, like, hey, I just want to let you know I'm sleeping, I'm not ghosting you, okay?
Yeah, you know, no, what I mean? It sounds funny, but it's true. Like, it's like, he would at least text you, like, hey, I'm going to take a nap. I had a really hard day.
Yes.
But maybe, you know, like, I'll text you when I get up or call you.
No, but the nap can't be more than, like, 3 hours.
Girl, I'd be taking, like, 4-hour naps. So,
okay. Let's not take a nap too together. Long. Not too long.
Yeah, not too long. Because then it's, like, suspicious.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait a minute. Wait a second. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good sign, a green flag, whenever... you're cool with his friends. Mm. Like, his friends are cool with you because it's like, I don't know. I feel like if you're cool with them and they know you and they like to spend time with you, it's like you're like, you know, like, you're not the other girl, if that makes sense. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But.
I agree. I think that would be super cool. Like,
to be cool with the guys.
Like, pick the girl. You're the one we like.
yeah.
No, I think it's a good sign because then they're going to put in a good word for, like, she's so cool. You can't leave her.
Yeah.
You better wife her up.
Or I will.
Plot twist.
Dang, yeah. But, and I think even the other side, if a girl is, girls are very, at least I think, girls are very, like, they will try if they like you. So another side, if you're texting a girl and, like, she's not really, or she's just texting, like, dry, like, okay.
Oh, yeah, no, I hate okays.
She doesn't like you.
I hate okays.
Then, like, you see, sometimes girls are trying to be hard to play. Hard to get.
Hard to get.
Because sometimes I would do that. Oh, my gosh, I was toxic back then. I would do the okay to see if he would try to make a new conversation and actually liked me.
Mm-hmm.
But I did like him.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a test.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I was. That's so, me, too. So then I play, like, hard to get.
Now I'm more mature, guys.
So you're not going to play hard to get anymore?
No. I'm like, I mean, not going to be easy either, you know? It's like, chase me. No, just kidding. No, I think I'm at the stage where it's like, I would tell you, like, hey, I want a serious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I want that reciprocated.
Are you going to say that in the first step?
No, not in the first date. Well, I don't know. If we hit that conversation, I want him to know that I'm not just, like wanting to play games and, like, you know.
Okay, let's say by the third date. Do that by the third date. Because I think, like, the first date is like, whoa, well, I just invited you to dinner, girl.
Well, if he, like, hits the conversation, if he asks, like, oh, like, you know, what are you looking for? Or what are you...
Okay.
Then I would hit it. But not, like, yeah, I don't know, where, like, I want something serious. Like, no.
Oh, grippy.
That would be scary. He'll be like, okay, you pay your check. I'll pay my check.
It was nice meeting you.
You want an Uber? Yeah, I think it would be... What about, this is like way like too like detailed, but if you go on a date and he's like, let's meet there, he doesn't pick you up, what do you think about that?
No, I would like a guy to pick me up.
Right? Me too.
I can't meet there.
But then I'm like, if it's like the first time that I meet this guy, I don't want him to know where I live.
But you agree to go with him because you know a little about him.
But do I know enough for him to see where I live?
Well, we can stalk him on Instagram and Facebook. And then we'll see if he seems like a good person. And then we'll...
Oh, question about what you just said, kind of. We talked about this a little bit the other day. Do you think it's healthy to have your other partner's location? Or how do you feel about that? Like, what's your thoughts about that?
Healthy is not in my dictionary.
Do you think it's toxic?
Okay, so so I have my husband. I'm just kidding.
So I see my husband's location every second.
Yeah,
I check it.
I have to make sure that he's at work. I'm just kidding. No, I think it's very toxic if
you
guys have each other's locations. But if it's not for safety reasons, so maybe it can start off as in, let me make sure that, you know, I want to make sure that you're okay. I want to make sure that where you're at or whatever. Right? No.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're okay.
Yeah, like you're safe.
That you're getting from point A to
point B.
Mm-hmm. But I think sometimes we... take advantage of that.
True.
And keep checking and checking and checking, and that's when it becomes toxic. So then you're like, why did you stop at Shell? Who are you visiting there?
Why did you go to Valero? You didn't eat gas today.
Yes. Why are you 5 miles?
Why did you take a U-turn there? You never take a U-turn there.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I think it could be toxic in a way.
Yeah.
I have him in Snapchat. You know how you can put like, only this person can see where you're at. But sometimes he doesn't log in.
Starts questioning. Wait a minute.
But I rarely check it.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of healthy, right? Mm-hmm. Like, just to make sure that you're safe.
Yeah.
You were at work 2 hours ago. You're fine. It takes him 2 hours to get home.
Yeah.
So
I think I agree. I definitely agree with, like, because I was thinking about that, and I was like, would I want to share my location with my significant other? Because, I don't know, I think, I definitely agree with you, because I know that, for me, I know myself enough to know that it could get to that point where I'm like, let me check, just like curiosity, and then become such a habit that it's like, let me check all the time, and I wouldn't want that because that's toxic. Mm-hmm. But then, I do see it for the safety reasons, too, like, let me make sure that, or even, like, is he almost home? Let me get ready. Let me wash the dishes.
Put some lip gloss real quick.
So it's like little things like that I would see. Like if he's coming to visit me or to see me at home and I'm like, let me see if he's almost here. But then that could work in simply like, hey, text me when you're 5 minutes away.
Exactly.
So
try to avoid it. I think it's really good for
safety. I think if you have like safety reasons, but if it's
like
becoming,
don't ever check it unless you're concerned.
Yeah. Because when it becomes
Can y'all do that?
Ask yourself that.
Don't check it.
Because it is, I think it becomes toxic. Mm-hmm. So if a guy's like, share your location with me.
Unless you have your suspicions of something, like always trust your gut feeling.
That's true. What do you think about checking your significant other's phone? Well, that's the sign she's done it.
It's because I'm thinking about it. I mean, sometimes that's just like to randomly see, like, who did you message today?
This sucks.
But randomly, I probably do it like 3 times a year.
I do it like 3 times a day.
Yeah. No, but I have to know their password. If I don't know their password, then that's when I'm going to get more, like,
that's true.
Curious.
I would want to have his password. Yeah. If he's like not want to give me to, wanting to give me his password.
If I don't
have
it.
It's like, why?
Yeah. If I don't have it, then I definitely would want to check it.
Yeah, because it's daily. Like, what reason do you have to not give me your password?
Mm-hmm.
I definitely agree with that. I feel like if it's almost like you're setting yourself up, you're hiding something. You know, it's like, so I would definitely want him to give me his password. I don't know about checking it, though, because it's like, I think if I have a gut feeling, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, me trying to justify myself. If I have a gut feeling, every time I check it, I have a feeling.
That'll give you an excuse.
I also think that, I don't know, part of me is like, I don't want it either, because I know that I wouldn't want my phone to be checked. I mean, not that I have something to hide, but it's like, why? Why do you want to check my phone? Do you not trust me?
And then you start thinking, like, are you doing something?
Yes, exactly. So it's like, that's complicated.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I do check Caesar's.
Hey, Amisma. I'm not going to lie. I'm
like,
going
to be sometimes, honest. But yeah. Not because I have a gut feeling or anything. It's just like, me gusta ser chismosa.
Curiosity.
Yeah.
Well, you know what killed the cat? I'm just kidding. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I can't say because I'm not in a relationship. But I know that when I was in my toxic relationship, it'd be like, let me check your phone. And... which was so stupid because it's like he could have deleted everything.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, come on, you know?
Yeah.
And
then but time, it turned maybe, the other way. Maybe they could have forgotten something.
True.
So.
Ha! I caught you! No, I mean, I was like, let me check your... Or he gave me his phone or whatever. And he's like, let me check yours. And I was like, never mind, here you go. Because I was... I mean, we were dating at that time. We were taking a break. But I was dating, talking to somebody. And I was like, no, here you go. And he was like, what? He's like, how come you don't want me to check? And I was like,
yeah, suena sospechosa.
And he checked in and then he saw because I didn't delete my messages. But at least I was honest, I didn't delete my messages. Anyways,
I haven't there. I'm not scared.
I'm not scared.
Just a friendly conversation.
Yeah, I think for sure. How about talking to other girls? While he's talking to you, but you're just in the talking stage.
That one's hard.
I know.
Because I know that I was talking to other guys and I was talking to your brother.
Dang.
But it's because I had to keep my options open. Like,
you're right.
Because Caesar was taking... Caesar was talking... Like, I'm not talking to... I don't know. Was he talking to other girls? I don't know. love the way you did... Like, her face was like... Yeah, probably. Like, nonchalant. Like, you didn't know that?
I think...
No, I think we shouldn't be like, no, you can only be talking to me. That's I think true. Till a certain time.
Yeah, if it's like more like we're going consistently on dates, we're like, you know, then it has to become a point where or you're cutting them off or you're telling them, hey, like, I'm talking to somebody now.
Yeah, or just ghost them.
Toxic. Dang. Just, would you ghost people? Have you ghosted people in the past?
No.
I have.
You have?
But, like, slowly. Like, I'll text back once, yeah. And then I'll text back again.
Then yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah, I probably have.
But being in the other end of it, it hurts. Because it's like, wait, what happened?
Wait, where are you going?
Where are you going? But yeah, I think I agree. Like, I think it's okay to talk to... Well, I don't know.
I think
to a certain time, but like imagining it, I'm like,
get it like the first month and a half. It's like, okay, you just met me. You don't know what I'm about. You don't know how deep in love you're gonna fall in love with me.
That's true, because you can't expect them to not be talking to anybody.
Yeah,
but he needs to be.
But he's gonna notice that you are the one that you know he wants to talk to, yeah. That he's looking forward to talk to, that you entertain him.
Yeah, that's true. But he has to make that step of like, hey, like, both of us. I think that conversation needs to be taken. Like, hey, are we going to be like, ¿cómo se dice? There's a word for it. Like, kind of just me and you. Monogamy? Monogamous?
I don't know words.
Well, okay.
You asking the wrong person.
Basically, like, we're both going to be just you and me, you know? I think that step has to be taken when you're both being like... Right? At least I expect that. Like, hey, I don't want to be thinking, is he talking to other girls?
No, I think, like, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I was like, hey, are you talking to other girls?
And what did he say?
He probably lied to me. He's lying to him.
Just kidding. Oh my gosh, the truth comes out, guys.
No, I think that you should ask him, like, right? Honestly, you know, like, what do you, like, how define the relationship.
Yes, exactly. I think we're always so scared of that, and as girls, at least,
like, you always avoid it.
Yeah, and it's like, as girls, it's like, oh my gosh, I don't want him to think that I'm coming on too hard. Or like, it's like, if you're questioning it, just ask it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer knowing, like, for sure, hey, are we, or like continue to be questioning it and then come to a point where it's like, no, y'all weren't in a relationship or y'all weren't talking and you wasted all this time. Mm-hmm. Because our eggs, girls, to have kids, we're in a timeline. What? You know what I mean?
Did you say your eggs grow? No!
I said our eggs, girls! Oh.
What?
Like our cat eggs. Don't we have eggs?
I don't know.
To have babies?
Uh-huh.
Don't they have to, like, be fertilized?
I'm so confused.
Never mind.
Okay, let's pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah, let's pretend. Let's move away from that. But yeah, I think define the relationship, you know?
Yeah.
Also, is he gaslighting you? I just wanted to use that word.
You're like, I know a word. I know a Gen Z word.
No, but it is like whenever he's just trying to like, como cuando te dice cosas bonitas nada más, pero las acciones no hablan igual.
Oh.
You know, when he's like, oh my gosh, you're like the best and I love you and I wanna, but then his actions are like, he's not even giving you time. He's not buying you your favorite flowers. He's not asking you to be his Valentine's. Like, he's just gaslighting you, girl.
Is that the right word?
I think so.
I think that's like putting like
gas in your car.
Gas to your fire, no? Gas to the fire that's already.
That's what it means. Oh, okay.
Well, you're younger than me, so you probably.
Yeah, like it's like whenever hay lumbre y le estás echando más lumbre. Mm. You know?
So.
Como cuando nada más está tratando de. There's a phrase for it in Spanish. Nada más está. Leading on, basically. Oh. He's just leading you on to the point that it's like. Again, what we were saying, like, he's just trying to keep you in the loop of things, but it's like, no.
You need to watch How I Met Your Mother, because...
I like how from all of this, guys, this is what we came out with.
You need to watch it. It's because Barney's like, I know that you have that one person that you have them...
There always?
Yes. Like you send them that? You send them a message like every
yes, even that's
to know
so
that to
toxic.
Make sure that they're still there.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's so toxic.
And she was like, he was like, no, I don't have anyone. He was like, oh my god, like
dude, I had that with somebody.
And everybody has someone. You need to watch it. It's really good.
I had that with somebody and then I grew up. No, then
wait,
it became a point.
You
where
had them or they had you?
Both. I think both. Actually, maybe they had me. Let me be honest. They had me because it was like they would wait a couple, it would even be a year, and they would just come back randomly to my life, and I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And then it came to a point where it's like, no, I'm done with this, you know? Like, yep. No. And yeah, it was like, there's no point in this. Like, nah. You know? You have to, got girls. Who run the world?
Girls.
Who run the world?
Girls.
Like, we need to, like, put our feet down. What come is that? It's saying?
See, it's
put our foot down.
Put our foot down.
And feet. And like, yeah, like, hey, define the relationship. If you like me, even if you're married, I feel like don't let the spark fall off. You know, don't let him be como que se acostumbre a de que it's okay to not take me out on dates anymore. Uh-huh. Or I think he should expect going on dates, even if you're married.
Yes, you for know? Sure.
Like, bring me flowers. Mm-hmm. Even if we're married, we still have a spark. You know?
Right? What do you think about, like, have you ever seen just couples in a restaurant or wherever and just, like, not talking?
Oh my gosh, that makes me so sad.
Me too.
I kind of want to cry when I see that.
Me too. But I'm like, I think me and Caesar have been there. But we're probably, like, arguing, but it's like, you hungry? Let's go eat. You know what I mean?
Or even, like, I've seen couples that are just on their phones.
Uh-huh.
And that, like, makes me so, like, I guess upset and sad.
Like, I don't want to get there.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, I think if you're at that point, there's definitely, I mean, you need to work on something in your marriage. Because you're getting at that point where you're not even enjoying each other's company. You're just hanging out just to have somebody there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I think.
Like, you're too comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, never get too comfortable.
Like, yeah.
Always
try to surprise her. Yeah.
Surprise her and don't let it die down.
Yeah. Something that I do with my mom is like, even when we eat, like, no phones. Like, yeah, because it's, and I want to do that whenever I get married or have a relationship. Like, yeah. No phones whenever we go out to eat. Because it's like, hey, let's be present. I think we forget that sometimes in relationships. And then sometimes we also take advantage of it where it's like, oh, pues ya la tengo. Or like, ya lo tengo. Like, he's mine. You know? And that, I guess that's where you're like getting comfortable of like, hey, like, don't do that though. You know? Yes. Remember why y'all fell in love. Remember why y'all like each other.
Yeah. And also, like, I feel whenever you're married, I guess this is for my married people.
Yeah.
If you go on a date, like, don't talk about stuff at the house. Mm-hmm. Like, don't talk about bills. Don't talk about payments. Don't talk about, you know, not the kids exactly, but.
No, yeah. Like, about the things about. Que te van a hacer nada más frustrado hablar de la casa.
Yes, it's like, we already talk enough about that. Like, let's talk about...
You and me.
Sex, baby. Let's talk about you
and like me. Yeah, like, just talk about yourselves. Like, whenever y'all were dating.
I know that sometimes we're like, okay, let's put our phones down. Mm-hmm. Like, because I know that sometimes if I'm in the phone or whatever, or vice versa, and I'm, like, saying something super interesting, and he's looking at the phone, like, I feel like I don't have your full attention.
That has happened with me and NC. Sometimes I'm telling her something and she's
bro,
like,
bro, you do the same thing.
No, I do not. I have never done that to you.
Yes,
no.
You do.
No.
And you're like, you know when you do your weird eye?
I have never done that.
Like, you're confused, like, wait.
No. To you?
But me, it's probably like the same thing. Like, I'm reading something important.
No.
I rarely do it.
She's done it probably like 2 to 3 times and I'm just like.
2 to 3 times.
And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll just not say it anymore. And I'm like, should I? I always feel awkward because I'm like, should I repeat it again?
When like, she that was a phone? That was funny. Why didn't you
laugh?
Yeah,
I'm like, should I repeat it? Should I laugh myself? Should I ignore it and just move on? I'm like, I don't know.
I'm just not that into you, Leslie.
I know. Dang, that's a sign, guys.
I'm just kidding.
If he's always on his phone, oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Also,
like, look at me.
Like,
you just got home from
admire
work.
Admire me. No, also, have you seen that thing where it's like, if a guy leaves his phone, like, upside down? That might be something. I don't know if that's reading too much into the lines. But, like, because sometimes people do it. I do it sometimes whenever I'm, like, maybe I was talking to my mom something about you. This is an example.
Uh-huh.
And I'm, like, I'm going to put it down just in case she answers me and says something mean about her. And then she doesn't see it.
I get that, but I think sometimes you can read too much into it because I personally like my phone.
Me too, because I don't want my camera to be on the other side.
Uh-huh.
That's true. That was too much in there. Yeah.
But, again, back to the gut feeling.
But exactly. To the gut. There's always this gut feeling. Girls, we have that intuition where it's like, something's not right. Ugh, like, whenever Mean Girls, and she grabs her, like, face, and she's like, is it gonna rain?
No, yeah. I have a sixth or fifth sense.
I think definitely a sign if he's always on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
If he's always on his phone, if he doesn't have time for you. If he only calls you, like, at a certain time, kind of like the booty call thing, but it's like, if he only has time for you after, like, 12.
Ooh, yeah, that's kind of like a...
That's fishy.
Do you have another life?
Aha. Uh-huh. Like, it's like... Also, if you just start questioning, like, do I even know this guy?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, girl, you probably don't. Mm-hmm. And he probably don't know you either.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I agree.
Yeah. Dang.
I think that's all I can think about right now.
I know, me too. We got a pretty good amount of them.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a lot of tips for y'all.
So for this one, get your notebook. Write them down.
Take notes, ladies.
And check them off if it's happening. If you have more than 5. Then it's
you're like, but those were not so good 5, you know, like some that was like sometimes.
If you started to be like, if you, but
yes, if you start to put excuses, it's like, no,
just at the moment that you catch yourself building
just
excuses,
be open, no, yeah, don't be blind.
Then what steps should they take?
Like, sometimes we can become so obsessed, like you'd be like, I want a boyfriend, I want a boyfriend, I want a boyfriend.
You just call me out.
Then you're like, no, he's into me, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think definitely, yeah.
It's like, no.
I'm not upset, guys. Just to clarify. What should they take?
You were just a good example.
Oh, okay.
Okay, using
it. It was just an example. Yeah. What steps should they take after they find that, yes, this has happened?
Ghost them? Just kidding.
Well,
no,
there you have it.
I would say have a conversation like, hey, mm-hmm. I feel like we probably just friends, good friends. Mm. Do you want to be good friends? Because I don't see anything coming out of this. I don't think I want a relationship. I'm looking for a relationship, and I really don't think
I want a relationship. I'm looking for a relationship. Do you want a relationship? Because I want a relationship. Yeah, like define the relationship with him. Yeah. You know, have that conversation. Be a grown up, guys. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't stay in that stage of being a boy.
Don't be avoiding it. Don't be avoiding it. We're all mature.
We all want a woman. I mean, like, and a man. Like, we want a grown-up.
I want a woman.
You want a woman? Did you want that girl to buy you drinks?
I saw a TikTok of this, never mind. Never mind.
But yeah, I think, right, that was...
I think we got a good amount covered.
That was just for this Valentine's, girls.
Have y'all watched the movie He's Just Not That Into You?
Recommend that movie.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, too.
So I was like, wait.
But it was good because she was, like, going... Yeah. She was going, like, all her way out to, like, see him. Kind of like, oh, but he's at the bar at this time. And all this. And it's like, he wasn't even, like, trying to. So it's like, even if that... If you're going out of your way to, like... Oh my gosh, if I come out of work at this time and then this time I'd be able to talk to him and like, you're trying too hard.
Yes, you're trying too hard.
You shouldn't try too hard for somebody.
Value yourself, girls.
Yeah. It has to be 50-50.
Yes.
Girls, you are beautiful and smart and worthy. Like, you shouldn't lower, like,
your standards
for somebody just because he's hot.
Same for men.
Because
I know us girls can sometimes
be complicated.
Do the same thing to y'all.
Yes, that's true.
Keep you on the loop.
Man, you are worthy. That's the same thing. You are beautiful.
You are strong.
No, but yeah, it's true. Like, men too. Like, if a girl's playing games with you, like, hey.
Cut her off.
Yeah. Just have a healthy conversation with her and be honest, and there's many more fish in the sea. Maybe a dolphin.
What?
Yeah,
dolphins are cute. Yeah. So before Valentine's comes in, do the checklist.
Yeah, do the checklist. Also, I would recommend,
or just get gifts and roses and then cut them off.
Toxic, guys. Can you guess who's a toxic here? And also, if you make the list and you made this, or you made the decision before this of, like, not talking to somebody, or you're single for this Valentine's, because where my single girls at?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Not everybody has to necessarily be talking to someone.
Yeah, if you're single, I would recommend, highly recommend, to do a list of, like, your non-negotiables with a guy, because I think it's important to have that, you know, like, not that, oh my gosh, I want this list. He has to be tall. No, let's be realistic, guys. Like, non-negotiables of, like, for example, for me, it's like, he has to be Catholic. He has to be into his faith. Like, non-negotiables, he has to be a family guy. Like, he has, being a family guy. Anyways, he has to be, like, in his family. Like, things like that, you know? Like, what are your non-negotiables in a guy? Like, he has to have a career. You know, like, those kind of things that are important.
I agree.
Because sometimes if we don't have that, then we meet somebody, and because you've been single for so long, you just kind of like, well, él me quiere.
Uh-huh.
Maybe nobody else is going to look at me. It's like, girl, like, no. Mm-hmm. You have your non-negotiables where it's like, okay, does he have this? And not in a superficial way, but just in a way where it's like, you're putting yourself first before just being okay with any guy that pays attention to you. Mm-hmm. Because that can happen.
Dijeras tú, snap, snap.
Snap, snap, snap. But yeah, do you want to end it in a good note?
Yeah,
that was a good note, but...
my bad.
So I finally watched Spider-Man.
How did you like it?
I definitely liked it because Andrew Garfield was there and he's so hot. He's so cute, guys.
He is so cute. I saw a TikTok of him, of like in a magazine, and he's like diving into water and like putting his hair back.
Oh yeah,
your hair like sexy pushed back.
Yeah, I had a come with some friends and they were like, I don't think Tom Holland or Andrew Garfield is cute. And I was like, what?
I mean, okay, Tom Holland, to people, he can look like a little boy.
That's true.
But Andrew Garfield, oh my goodness.
I think he's so attractive. He's my type.
So attractive.
That's my type. Come on.
That's my type.
You just said this phrase twice.
Well, that's a beat to it.
Okay.
Hey, I have a question.
Yes.
Before we end this. Okay, so you know how, like, you go to stores, you go to places where, you know, like Starbucks, mm-hmm. or even, like, Pizza Hut, because I was like, Pizza Hut sometimes being like, do you want to tip?
Oh.
Like, do you have to tip everything, oh my gosh, that's everyone? A good question. Because everybody nowadays.
Are we the same person?
I think so.
I literally had this conversation recently because I was like, wait a minute. We went to Hobdoddy, and you order, like, you go and you order up front, your order, whatever, and it tells you you want to leave a tip. And I was like, wait, but I mean,
my burger from the front.
Yeah, I'm like, I agree. They really didn't do anything but just take my order. Yes. But then you feel, I don't know if this has, I feel guilty when they're, like, yes. right in front of me.
I feel like a bitch.
I know, I'm like, and I panic sometimes, I'm like.
I'll be like, where's the no tip?
Dude, I panic, and sometimes I do leave tip because I...
Me too!
Are we the same person? No, I think... I don't know.
I hate it. Because, like, okay, también Pizza Hut. It's like, I didn't do delivery. I went to go pick it up. Yeah. Like, you're already getting paid to make it.
Yeah, and it's...
And you just handed me the pizza from the heater.
I know. It's like, I feel like in those scenarios, you're not required to leave a tip. Right. Even whenever... Like, the other day, I went to Pluckers just recently. And then I got off to go get my order. Yeah. And it's, or like sometimes they take it to your car and they give you the receipt and you have to put tip or no tip. And I'm like, I mean, you just brought me my food.
I know.
Like, it's just, I don't think when it comes to that. If you're like eating there and actually like they're coming to you like, hey, do you need anything? Then yes. But I feel like if it's just like they're just taking your order.
No, dude, it's like everything.
Right?
And I can't think of something else. I was like, why would they want tip? I think it was like a store. Like a store, like in the mall. I was like, what?
No, I think I feel guilty all the time. And me I'm like, too. Dude, one time I went to Olive Garden and to do a carryout. I just went to go pick up my order. Mm-hmm. And I remember he came, he brought me my thing, and I hadn't left the tip on the receipt from online. And he legit asked me, he was like, do you want to leave a tip? Because, you know, we come outside and bring you your order.
I would
and
feel anxious.
I felt anxious, but also kind of like, like, what the heck? You're just bringing my order. But I ended up giving him a tip. But I feel so upset because it's like, I don't know. It's like, what?
Or when you're in the drive-thru of something.
Yeah, it's like, excuse me.
I literally got myself all the way over here.
Yeah.
You didn't deliver it to me.
Don't feel peer pressure, guys. I think sometimes...
No, yeah.
Of course, like...
I think, like, servers is different. Like, you're bringing me my food. I'm asking for a refill, blah, blah, blah. But
when it comes to like you're just ordering an order and picking it up, I think you shouldn't feel peer pressure to. Yeah.
Or you're going in the drive-thru, you do not need
to. I just don't think so. But if you think.
If you're feeling generous and you got money, go ahead.
I mean, yeah. If you're bougie and you have.
Bougie?
Yeah. Then do it. But go ahead. But. Yeah. If we have any like people that work in the. Like, let us know your opinion.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's what I was like. I wanted to ask.
Because if we're wrong, then of course we want to know. But. That's like, what I think.
Prove us wrong.
Prove us wrong.
I also have a funny note. My daughter, Adeline, this is her first year in pre-K, and she just goes 3 hours. So I'm like, I cannot wait. I'm not excited to see
what she comes up with.
Yeah, later on in the years, because Arian, whenever I pick them up, I picked both of them up, right? And Arian was like, Mom, I was so worried today. I was like, Arian, why were you worried? He was like, because I saw Adeline in the hallway and she told me that she wasn't going to come home, that she was going to go to her friend's house. I'm like, what?
I'm going to go to my friend's house for sleepover.
Oh my God. She's in five. Pre-K. She's five. Dude, imagínate.
I'm telling her que le va a sacar canas.
Ya me la está sacando.
I know.
Yeah, I just wanted to end with that.
Yeah, no. I think that was a good note. It reminds me of when I was in pre-K. Dude, I used to
have... It reminds me when I was, like, in ninth grade.
I never got to go to sleepovers, ever, so...
Yeah, we never got in sleepovers, but, yeah, this little girl's just like, oh, I'm gonna go sleep over your house, I'm gonna sleep over your house, like...
Everybody, who wants me? Yeah, but, well, guys, I hope that y'all have a great week.
Yeah, I hope you like and enjoy this episode. Yeah. Let us know about the questions that we have. We have a lot.
We do have a lot of questions, but, hey... We're going to see if you're, like, real and you're listening to us. Also, if you're not following us on Instagram, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? Like,
come on, we want to become famous.
Like, if you're listening to us every episode and not following us, how dare you?
How dare you? Do you support us? Do you even undergrounds?
I'm just kidding. All right, guys. You guys have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.